Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan, with you with your extended news at noon. And on the phone with me right now is Barb Kimball. We've talked to her before with the American Red Cross. Barb, thank you for being on the show again.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So what caught my attention recently is that the American Red Cross apparently is testing all blood, platelet, plasma donations for COVID-19 antibodies. And I was wondering if you could speak to that. Is that being done automatically when someone comes in to donate, or do they have to request that?
It's automatically being done on every unit of blood that is donated. And it will only be, we have a grant from a generous donor to do this, and it will probably only be until the end of August at this time. It's undetermined if we're going to do it longer than that.
And so if somebody is going to give blood, because it's such a sensitive topic, but an additional benefit to give blood because you would be tested to see if you have antibodies?
Well, yes. And what we are seeing is a lot of people are getting this word and they are signing up to donate at our drives, which is wonderful. Because we are seeing an increase in demand at the hospitals because many surgeries and other procedures are now taking place after having been postponed for so long because of the COVID-19 situation.
When you're testing for these antibodies for COVID-19, mm-hmm. is it an immediate result? Will people know before they leave, or how long does that take? Can you talk about that process?
Great question. Normally, if you are a blood donor, or if you're not, I will tell you that when you donate blood, you donate the unit of blood, but you also donate several vials, test tubes, of blood. And that blood automatically goes to our laboratories and will be tested. It's tested for lots of things. But this COVID-19 antibody test is in addition to what we normally do. So the results are not known, will not be known by the donor for about 10, 12 days. They can find out the result by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, and they can go onto their app and the results will be there. Or they can go to redcrossblood.org and follow the prompts there and find out their results. But if they do not have access to a computer or to a smartphone, there's also another way they can call the Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS, and they can tell you how to find out the results of the test.
The results that are posted, are they done so privately? Do I have to have a username and password to get that information?
You will have to prove who you are.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we'll just put it that way. Prove who you are. And that's good to know, because that means you have safeguards in place that not just anybody can get on and see results.
Absolutely.
Okay. All
Absolutely.
Right. And so... how do we go about setting up an appointment with you to give blood? I want to talk about the response that you've had. You said there are a lot of people signing up. There any in our areas we're talking about the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Okay, a lot of my drives are filled, but I do have openings, and anyone who is interested in donating can find a blood drive by going on to redcrossblood.org. and searching by zip code, and they will find any open to the public blood drives that still have available slots. And I would strongly say that it is very important for people to make an appointment to donate, because we are seeing a lot of people sign up. And if you just show up for a blood drive, it is not likely we'll be able to take you, because there's only so many people we can process in a certain period of time.
And as we talked about last time, if you have to cancel, it's important to cancel.
Exactly. If you, for whatever reason, end up not being able to make your appointment, please do cancel, because there are other people very interested in filling your slot.
I'm going to go back to the testing for the COVID-19 antibodies. I guess my question's mm-hmm. a little different than that, but in that realm, are you also testing to see if people have COVID-19?
No.
Okay.
This is not a diagnostic test. And even if your test is positive for COVID-19 antibodies, it's not an absolute test. some people may have heard that in the media. It is the best available test through the FDA, but more specific tests could be run to make sure that it is correct.
If you get the
it just tells you, you probably have had COVID-19. You probably have. Whether or not you had symptoms, you might have been one of those people who didn't have any symptoms.
If we get our blood tested with you, we donate blood to the Red Cross. You're testing it. If it comes back that we do have antibodies, then we should not assume that that is being used for the specific reason of COVID-19, right? You're using your blood as you need it. You're giving it to those in need.
Right. The blood will be used for any patient as normal. It's normal, even if it has COVID antibodies in it, it's not going to harm anyone. If anything, it would do them good. And if we may be contacting those people who have a positive test to see if they're interested in doing plasmapheresis, where we could harvest those antibodies for critically ill patients.
Is that the next step? I was going to ask you, what is the next step? If again, I came to donate blood and you called me and said, hey, you have antibodies for COVID-19 and you need a more specific test or you need more blood. What is the next step in that process?
Well, the people who would qualify for that would receive contact, probably a letter from the Red Cross that would give them those next steps. And I cannot tell you what those steps are right now.
Okay.
Because this is a work in progress.
Sure,
sure. We're trying to develop this in conjunction with the FDA.
And, of course, we're talking to you, you know, late June, early July. And you said you have a grant or you have this possibility, this opportunity for people to get tested as they donate blood to the Red Cross through August. So should we go ahead and make our appointment today? Because it seems like your slots are filling up as you're talking about how busy you are.
Yes, I would suggest people do that if they're truly serious about finding out. I need to do it myself.
Right.
And actually, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to do that. But yes, I would suggest that you do that. I cannot tell you when the testing is going to end or if we'll be able to find a way to continue it.
Right. Barb, you've done such a great job in relaying information to us and your region. I know you cover more than just Butler County and the city of Butler. And in your coverage of your area, which is around our area, it's not like you're out in, you know, the state of California and Wyoming and whatnot. But what have you seen in the way of hospitals and their supply of blood? Are they low? Are they not low? Butler Hospital, do you know anything there? I mean, what can you tell us about the supply of blood?
I do not know any specific information about the supply of blood at hospitals. I have not received any information through my connections that they are particularly low. I think we're doing fine right now. I am very grateful for a lot of donors who have come out, signed up, and come to donate. It's been very difficult because even every day I get cancellations of blood drives, and every day I have the businesses that are operating or community groups, churches, township offices that agree to hold blood drives, and it's great. I don't know what the future will hold. I don't know if my high schools and colleges will be able to have blood drives. It is a different world now. So we take it day by day, week by week, and I'm very grateful that donors have come forward. And as far as I know, the hospitals are doing just fine.
It is a different world, and through your lens, through your eyes, through those who are taking the blood, the Red Cross volunteers, what's it look like for you now? I know you've always been very safe with gloves and making sure that what you're doing is safe, but it is a different world. So do participants have to wear masks? Are your individuals, you know, in gowns? I mean, what does that look like for someone?
Glad you asked that question. We, of course, go by the guidelines of the FDA and the Red Cross, and currently everyone must wear a mask if you come in to donate. Everyone will have their temperature taken as soon as they walk in the door. And then throughout the process, they will be asked to use hand sanitizer, wear the mask, wear gloves if appropriate, and every piece of equipment, computers, countertops, beds, will all be sanitized between donors. All of our staff, all of our volunteers have to wear those gloves and gowns. Not gowns, but they wear uniforms,
sure.
But gloves and masks. So we do appreciate the public's cooperation in wearing the mask, because that's absolutely vital for the protection of our donors and our staff.
What kind of locations are people walking into? You mentioned churches and different locations, mm-hmm. So that would be a building. Do you have outside mm-hmm. under a tent? Are you still using your mobile unit? What are you using okay. right now?
Such wonderful questions. We are not allowed to use our donor bus because of social distancing guidelines.
Okay.
So we use all kinds of facilities. Like I said, I have township offices, many churches. I even have been having them in car dealership showrooms. And any place that is willing to help out, I would love to hear from. It needs to be a space at least 1,400 square feet so we can spread out. And, you know, we just have to use those precautions right now. And never has it been acceptable to use an outside place because we can't have things like flies.
Oh, okay.
Insects flying around because we're scrubbing a sterile area on your arm and that has to remain sterile.
Okay, that's a great point. I never even thought about that. I know some people like to have an outside tent, but still wall it in, you know, with those plastic sidings. So you stay away from that. You just would prefer to have it
Absolutely.
In a building, a location, and okay. Any special sterilizing methods that you're using, or are you just using typical cleaning products?
Typical cleaning products. The same sorts of things that everyone is using at home, the Clorox wipes or you know, hand sanitizers and things like that.
Absolutely. So it's always important to give blood, I believe. I'm sure you would agree as well. One thing I just want to make sure that we stress and get your thoughts on it is that life is continuing alongside of COVID-19. And I think a lot of us have focused on COVID-19, and rightly so, in the past many months. But there's still a need for blood like there was before COVID-19. And I'm wondering how many people forget about that. And so your thoughts on that, and just that there is still a need alongside of COVID-19 to have blood.
Yes. Right when COVID-19 started, people may realize that hospitals kind of shut down their normal surgeries and really were reserving all their beds for the COVID-19 situation. And at that time, the need for blood did decrease. However, in the past month or so, it has gone back up, and all those surgeries that never happened are now being scheduled, and so we definitely need the blood. People have put off treatments, although there have been patients, cancer patients, sickle cell patients, patients who normally need a routine blood transfusion. That has continued throughout the whole process, but the elective things have not. So those are now being scheduled, so hospitals are in need of the blood as it normally has always been. The difference is that people may realize, because they may be in this situation themselves, there are many businesses that are choosing to allow their people to stay at home to work. So the blood drives I have set up in businesses are being canceled.
It is an interesting world, isn't it? Yeah, everything has to be rethought, and I know you're still continuing, and I know you're still doing such a wonderful job, but it's interesting how you have to sit back and rethink the whole entire thing.
I'm looking for more community-based locations and groups to sponsor blood drives to maybe capture those people who are still working from home, who could take an hour or so out of their day to come and donate.
How are you counteracting the fact that you had a lot of students and colleges that would hold blood drives, and now that's not happening?
Well, that's a worry that I have for the fall, for sure. And I know, because my own daughter teaches college and another one teaches high school, that they are still making decisions about how they're going to handle the fall. And we're in limbo, and we are kind of going with the assumption that we may not be able to collect as much blood in our high schools and colleges. And I have to say, 30% of the blood I collect comes from those sources. So I am going to have to find alternative situations, community-based blood drives that can make up for that, and perhaps I can get the high school and college kids to come to those. It's just every day is a new day for me.
How long can you hold on to blood? And my question is, because you're talking about the fall, if you get a large amount of donors, we'll say now, you know, next couple of months, summertime, but if you get that now, can you hang on to that in reserve, or do you have to use blood in a certain amount of time?
Great question. So when a person donates a unit of blood, that blood is separated into its component parts. The red blood cell part, which is the part that most of us think of as being used, is only good for 42 days. Okay, so it has to be used up within 42 days. The plasma that is separated from it, or other products that are separated from it, like factor VIII, which would be used by hemophiliacs, that's called cryoprecipitate, if people, technically that's what it's called. Those things can be frozen, and they're actually good for a year. So, you know, that answer varies.
Okay. One more question for you, and then I'll let you go. I thank you for your time that you've spent with us. I know I've asked you for a couple of minutes, and you spent some extra time. Let me ask you about blood types. Is there any blood type that you need more now than any other, or all blood types are welcome, if you will? And then is there any blood type that, when you're talking about COVID-19, is more beneficial in fighting off COVID-19?
No, the plasma from any blood type could be used in fighting off COVID-19. Of course, we want more universal donor than anything else. That's type O negative. However, we can use every blood type. People who are of O positive, O negative, A negative, or B negative can give a product that we call power red, or double red sometimes, and that is when we harvest just the red cells, not the plasma part. Okay, so those are needed more frequently because we can get 2 units of blood per person from that. But as for the COVID-19 donations, it is the plasma part that we're interested in there, and that can be harvested through the whole blood donation. But right now, I am not aware of any particular blood type that we are in short supply, keeping in mind that O negative blood can be transfused to anyone.
Barb, can we go out of town in order to donate? I know we're here in Butler, but if the closest one is Greensburg or in Beaver, can we go across lines? It doesn't matter where we are? Okay.
It does not matter where you are.
Okay.
I handle all the blood drives in Beaver, Lawrence, Mercer, and Butler.
And what is
my colleagues handle the rest of them.
Okay. And what is a good contact number for us to be able to schedule an appointment to be able to give blood with the American Red Cross?
1-800-RED-CROSS.
1-800-RED-CROSS. You make it easy and simple, Barb. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us before I let you go?
Only one, and that if anyone is interested in sponsoring a blood drive, they can get in touch with me, and that would be Barb Kimball at 724-371-6058, or barb.kimball, and I spell it K-I-M-B-E-L-L, at redcross.org.
Barb, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.